All right. Welcome, everybody. So wonderful to see all of your faces. We've got newcomers. We've got some faces I haven't seen in a long time. We've got some regulars. This is just wonderful. I'm so, so, so grateful that you're all making time for this call this evening. This is something I've been, this is something I've been looking forward to. If I'm being honest, really for my entire life. So, and the things we're going to be doing are really, really exciting. So I'm going to mute you, whoever Gina's phone is. Okay. And Lisa. Okay. Gosh, you ladies are partying. That's some background noise. Okay. So this call is something I've been looking forward to my entire life, although I didn't really realize it until maybe the past couple of years or so when I've honed in on some of the tools and techniques that I've always used, but didn't really know that they were self-development tools and techniques. And now I get to teach them to you ladies. So I'm super excited about this. So before we dive in, let's do an introduction round, and we're going to keep it to short and simple, short and sweet tonight. So name, location, and something you're grateful for. And so we'll keep it pretty laser because we've got a lot of ground to cover. And I think we still have three or four more people joining us. So it's going to be a yay. Hi, Jessica. Good to see you. You look all cozy too. Oh, I love all these like winter coziness vibes happening here. Awesome. All right. So we're just about to jump into introductions. We're going to keep it super laser. Name, location, and something you're grateful for. And then we're going to go ahead and dive into group activities, and we're going to have a lot of fun tonight, and you totally have my permission to like grab a glass of wine if you feel like it, or just like kick your shoes off and get comfortable, because we're going to be playing around, having fun, and definitely coloring outside the lines more so than usual, and allowing for the medium of play to be the vibration that we drop into as we do these exercises. So with no further ado, hi, Tara. Awesome. Hello. Yay. Oh my gosh. This is my best day ever. So let's go ahead and do introductions, short and sweet. I am going to start with some of you who I haven't seen in a while. Hi, Julie.
Hi.
I know.
Hi, everyone. It is really good to see everyone's faces. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm really thankful to be on this call. I'm Julie. I'm in New York. And I'm also really thankful for my job and for women.
Hell yeah. Awesome. Thank you for that. Who can relate with that? I'm grateful for women right now for sure. Awesome. Thank you. Courtney, so good to see you as well. Welcome back.
Hi. Yeah, it's good to be back on another call. Yay. So I'm Courtney, and I'm in Denver, Colorado, and I'm grateful for family this Christmas season.
Beautiful. Thanks for sharing that. Let's see here. Layla. Hi, welcome back.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's nice to see everybody. So I'm very, I'm in San Diego, and I am very grateful for everybody's prayers. I think you guys remember the last call that my dog wasn't doing very well, and he's doing a lot better. So those of you who prayed, thought about us, or will think about us now, thank you. He's doing so much better. I mean, he's still old, but he's happy and he's playing, and so thank you guys. Yeah, that's what I'm very grateful for today.
Yay, so happy to hear that. Thanks for catching us up on the status of big boy. And I also want to reiterate that I really appreciate that you reached out to us for support during that time, because I know it was really hard for you, and that's what we're here for. So thank you, Layla.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kim, hello.
Hello, I'm Kim. I am in Youngstown, Ohio, and I am very grateful for both my kids being home. My son is home for winter break, so he's home for a month, so I'm excited about that.
Yay. Oh, that's wonderful. Yay, family and friends and holidays. So sweet. Good for you. By the way, everybody, we're hanging out in Kim's living room and Amy's living rooms tonight. We're Christmas treeing tonight. Everybody just drop into those spaces. Bryn, hi. Feel free to introduce yourself.
Hey, everybody. I'm Ren. I am just outside of Rockford, Illinois. And today I am grateful for good friends that are not only willing to help out, but straight up volunteer to help. Yay. It's been a good couple of weeks.
Yeah, looks like it. Thanks for sharing your progress with us, Ren. I absolutely love seeing your holiday table and your art and your crafts. Like, it's just amazing what you've done this year. Like, and the other day you were sharing with the entrepreneur group that you've generated significant revenue from your art this year, more so than you did before. So yes, so stoked. Good for you. Awesome. Okay. Let's see here. Bryn. And I realize that when I say Bryn, I must say Bryn the way that Ren also sounds. So I'm going to try to articulate that better. So if I Bryn, if I do it really exaggerated, that's why.
That would be great, because I thought you called me when you called Bryn. I thought it was me, and I almost jumped right in. I'm Bryn. I am in Rockford, Michigan, and I am also right across the pond from you, Rana. And I'm also going to say I'm grateful for family. My two daughters are grown, but I'm lucky enough to have them living near me and my grandsons living near me as well.
Wonderful. That's so sweet. Awesome. Ashley, hi.
Hello. I am in Los Angeles, and today I'm grateful. I'm grateful for this tribe. You guys are so freaking supportive and uplifting. It's amazing. So thank you.
Thank you. Yeah. And your post today, your podcast interview, Ashley. Okay. Everybody needs to like put her podcast interview on after this call if you haven't listened to it yet, because it's like, it is so inspiring. I'm so proud of you. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you. It is vulnerable, but yeah, it was scary, but thank you. I'm so glad I did it. So thank you.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing. Everyone give Ashley some love here. That was like a huge stretch zone. Yay. Thank you for shining the light of the reality and the truth of your experience for the rest of the world to hear. Like, it's, I know so many women in this tribe relate with what you shared, and it's so important. So thank you.
That's why I did it. So thank
you. Beautiful. Jessica, hello.
Hey, I'm Jessica. I'm in Chicago. I'm feeling pretty good tonight, and I'm also really grateful for friends. This must be the holiday season, but got to connect with some old friends twice this week already, and it was really nice to get some good advice from both of them. So that was awesome.
Beautiful. Oh, thanks for sharing that. And did you get a haircut? Your hair is looking super cute. Yeah, looks great. Yes, nice holiday style. Jenna, so great to see you. Thanks for joining us again. And it's nice to see you on camera in person. Feel free to introduce yourself. I can unmute you here so you don't have to get up.
Oh, okay. Did I? Yeah, I'm still figuring this out.
You're good. I'll do the unmute for you so you can sit back and relax. Go ahead and say it.
Hi, I'm Jenna, and in Los Angeles, and I'm grateful I was able to make this call today because I almost couldn't. So that's one thing I'm grateful for, at least right now.
Yay. Yeah. Thanks. Thank you for joining us. Much, much appreciated. Definitely. Yay. And I'm glad that you felt safe enough to come back. I know the first call you were like, not really sure what to expect. So I'm really grateful.
Yeah, I know. This time I was having more technical difficulties for some reason. So hopefully it'll stay.
Your signal's clear on my end, so I think we're good to go so far. Cool. Lisa, hello. Hi. I'm going to unmute you real quickly here. Oh, go ahead.
All right. Hi, ladies. Hello. I today am grateful for a couple of things. One is getting into a bit of the writing zone per Fawn's suggestions. That felt really, really good today. And then just had a little fire to put out with my daughter and found really good language to use with her. Mm. So every little positive moment navigating at some waters, I'm really, really grateful for.
Thanks for sharing that. I'm grateful that went that way for you. Good for you. Yeah. That's, it always feels like a victory. And we're like, I said the right thing.
Yeah. It's like really like bringing that consciousness to the front of what needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for modeling that for us. That's awesome. Amy, hello. Nice to see you back here.
Hi. How is everyone? Can everyone hear me?
Hi.
Yes.
So I'm just thankful that I made it. I had my work Christmas party tonight, but you know, it doesn't last too long. So I was able to get back in time. And I'm actually really grateful for, I actually just walked in my house and my daughter was super excited and had something to tell me. And, you know, she's in high school, she's 16, she has an art class. And she said that when she was doing her, you know, she had her track practice and one of the track coaches that she doesn't really know that well, and he doesn't know her that well, but came up to her and asked her how much her artwork would be that her art teacher just displayed in the hallway. So he's like, I just bought a beach house and I want to purchase it from you. So she was super excited. And that was just, as a mom, it's just, it's awesome. So I'm super grateful for that. Yeah. So they're going to discuss pricing tomorrow and
look at like, that.
Charge them. So it was awesome.
That is so awesome. Your entrepreneurship energy is like contagious.
I can just live off her.
Oh, that's great. Oh, congrats for both of you. That's wonderful. I'm so happy to hear that. Yay. Beautiful. And Tara, hi. So great to see you here.
Hi. Hello. I'm Tara. Hi. And I live in Santa Barbara, California, just a little bit north of LA. And I'm really grateful for, I'm just getting like all these really interesting messages from the universe lately. Like, I'm just like, I won't get too into it, but I'm like starting and trying things and they aren't working out and I'm getting bummed. But then I'm like coming across this like really inspirational stuff that like just helps me keep going. And so, I'm just grateful for life, man. So
that's wonderful. I love that. Let's quote Tara on that. That's really grateful for life, man. It's like a tie-dye bumper sticker. Thank you, Tara. Hi, Tara's son.
Hi.
Okay. Hi.
My kids are home. Sorry.
All good. It's the holidays and you're a mama. So yeah, total permission slip. Beautiful. Well, thank you for introducing yourselves, ladies. It's just my heart right now is the biggest it could possibly be. I'm so grateful to see all of your faces, whether you have been here for 3 years or more, whether you're brand new. It is just like the most incredible, magical, purpose-filled thing for me to see you all and have you here together. So thank you. So quick intro for me. Obviously, I'm Fawn and I'm in Jalapa, Mexico right now. And I am grateful for this. I'm grateful for all of you. Super, super excited about this call. So let's get into it. I sent out, or I posted on Facebook I'm going to mute someone real quick. Okay. I posted on Facebook, like a two-part kind of video series and then a workbook last week. Who had a chance to look at any of that? Like the video or the workbook? Okay, cool. So some of you, not all of you. Okay. Great. So I'm going to do just a little bit of recap, enough to give those who didn't have a chance to drop into that, an opportunity to kind of tune into what we're doing here together. And then after that quick recap, we're going to go right into game time or activity time. So I'm going to go ahead and share my screen. I will send this workbook out following this call. And so you all have it at your fingertips and you can use this, like do these activities with friends, with family, with yourself. It's all very powerful. So I also posted, or I did a Facebook Live like an hour and a half ago in the Facebook group. And it was super short notice. I didn't expect you ladies to be able to watch that with such short lead time. But I share a story in that video about how I've used this exercise and visualization and affirmation throughout the past 10 years, especially the last 7 or 8 years, to literally create my dream life, which I know it might sound fanciful, but like I am, me sitting here with you ladies right now, right here, is this dream that I've had for so long. I can't even tell you. And I also can't even tell you how impossible all of this felt not too long ago. Like I was literally like, yeah, right. So I share a video about my journey and how I've used these tools and how it works and how grateful I am that I get to share some of this with you ladies, or all of it with you ladies as well. All right. So 2020 Vision Part 2, title of the call is apt for the upcoming year as well as the upcoming decade. So I really like to do these kind of symbolic calls as we transition from year to year, but then this being like a decade change, it's really exciting. I'm not a huge fan of like New Year's resolutions, but I am a fan of symbolic reorientations and intention setting. So more so than like, let's set specific goals, I like to think about these sorts of things in the context of who do I want to become? Who do I need to become to achieve the things that I want to, you know, achieve in the future? And so we're going to be diving into that pretty deeply tonight. All right. So quick recap and or a little run through for those of you who didn't have an opportunity to watch those videos in the Facebook group. So I'm going to cruise right through this. And if I had a whole day to unpack this stuff, of course, I would go into it in more depth. But for our purposes tonight, I'm just going to cruise through it so you have some background. All right, so all of this is based in science. All of this is based in the research around the human brain, the subconscious mind, the ways that our behavior develops from childhood all the way up until adulthood. This is also based in the reality that our brains are, we have what is called neuroplasticity, which means that we are not fixed, we are not set, we are not set in stone. We can change, and we can change dramatically despite what maybe we've been told in terms of like our personality or our characteristics, etc. So yes, there are some genetic inherent things that we possess and characteristics that are, you know, pretty biological, but for the most part, there's a lot of room for shift and change and growth in our adulthood, which is, I think, awesome. All right, so the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between vivid imagination and reality. So we have these things in our brains called mirror neurons, amongst other different kinds of neurons in our brain, that when we witness something or when we imagine something, our mind, our brain, and our system, our body and our mind perceive it as being like actually happening. So you may have experienced this when you're watching a movie that's like really, really engaging, or someone's telling you a story and you're just like, like you're on the edge of your seat. Or maybe you're remembering something from your past, like an argument you had with a friend, and like you feel those emotions. You feel that kind of like embodied within your somatic system as well when you reflect on that, like thinking about that argument, even though the argument's not happening right now, right? Or on a more positive note, maybe you're thinking about like a lovely day that you had and like a really high point that you had recently, and you're thinking about that and you're feeling really good. So that's our brain interpreting the thoughts we're having and then telling our bodies to react in a way as though it's real. So this can work for us, this can work against us. And what we're going to do tonight is we're going to drop into how to make this work for us. So when we repeatedly imagine something, or we pretend that something is real, those mirror neurons and those parts of our brain begin to think that it's real, right? Begin to think that it's happening. So this has been used for ages, thousands of years. I mean, there are references to this stuff in philosophical papers back to Seneca and Plato and like Socrates, like all kinds of literature that supports this practice of envisioning oneself doing something that one can't do yet, and then that being able to accelerate one's ability to actually do the thing. And some really interesting, trippy stuff can happen around this with regard to like flexibility or speed or aptitude. Like it kind of hyperleaps things to faster than if we were just trying to do it through grit and will alone. So the things we pretend become real. So hence, like we talk a lot about, you know, be careful what you say to yourself and which gremlins that you're listening to and the stories that you're believing, because that's going to register as real in your subconscious mind. It's going to be like, oh, okay. Like I'm not worthy. Cool. I'm not worthy. subconscious mind doesn't care either way what orders we deliver to it. It just carries out the orders we give it. So good news is that we can prime our brains and we can start to play pretend. We can start to go beyond even affirmation and visualization, and we can start to extend that into embodying the version of ourself that we highly desire to become. And that's what this exercise tonight is all about. We're going to be experimenting with and playing with dropping into character, essentially, and creating alter egos. And I'm calling it intentional identities. That just came to me earlier today. I was like, oh, I like that. So the idea here is that when we're aiming for something in terms of our behavioral change or something that we want to achieve, but our belief system doesn't match that. Like if I say I want to be a millionaire and my money story and my programming around that is like, that's never going to happen because maybe in my childhood, like there was just a bunch of shit that has me feeling like it's never going to happen. It's going to be like swimming upstream for me to move through that. However, if I play a character, if I put on an alter ego or identity that is in alignment with being a millionaire, and I just play that character, it tricks my subconscious mind. It overrides all of the programming that says Fawn can't become a millionaire. And it says, oh, I'm just playing, I've used this example in my video the other day, Priscilla Poise, right? Which is one of my alter egos. Priscilla Poise can certainly be a millionaire. In fact, she's a multimillionaire. So, so when I play Priscilla Poise, my system starts to align with that, but little does my subconscious mind know that it's actually reprogramming my belief systems, my stories, and what I think is possible. So the power of alter ego, the power of character playing and role playing and identity shifting is huge. It's awesome. And I talk about Todd Herman's book, The Alter Ego Effect. It's, oh my gosh, like it's a must read for 2020. You ladies, I don't want to like pile books on you all the time. I know I do, but this one is amazing. And he like unpacks this so well and talks about it. So let's do it. So any questions before we drop into the activities here. Okay, cool. All right. So I'm going to facilitate a bit of a walkthrough here with you ladies. And then we're going to do a round robin, and I'm going to have you ladies facilitate this with each other. So everybody go ahead and you can close your eyes or kind of sit back and relax for a moment. I'm just going to walk you through a few visualization prompts. These are going to be real quick relative to the other ones I've done before, and just wanting to kind of bring some reflections to the surface, and then we're gonna play with these reflections. All right, so I'll leave about 20 seconds between these prompts, so you actually have a moment to drop in if you haven't done these yet. Okay, think back to what went well in the past decade or in 2019, and think about how you showed up that was a part of positively influencing those things to go well. So what went well and what was your part in that going well? Feel free to reach all the way back to 2010, do like a highlight reel, present day, what went well. All right, hopefully you have a couple of examples. So now think back to what did not go well in the past decade or in the past year? Perhaps even what went super not well. And think about your contribution to those situations and results as well. Like, what was your part in things not going well, or as how you would have liked them to. Maybe these are situations that you would, if you had a chance, you'd go back and do differently, or maybe that were just really hard lessons. And see if you can get specific about what it was or wasn't that you did or didn't do that played a part in things not going well. So this is where like our accountability really gets to come in. Okay. Now think about one aspect of your 2020 vision that you really, 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 really desire. And think about why you desire that. So this can be something that you really want to be happening in the next decade or the next year, a year from now. Something can be any area of your life. Something that you're like, really want that. Okay. Now think about, keep that vision of the area of your life at that point, whether it's a year from now or 10 years from now, and think about the version of yourself that is there in that moment, the version of yourself that is experiencing the thing that you, or the experience that you highly, highly, highly desire. Check in with her. Can be first person, or it can also be like you're kind of witnessing her as well. See if you can tune into what is her personality like? What are her beliefs and her habits? What are her strengths? What are her superpowers? Give me 10 more seconds. Get a really good look at her. Like, she is living the life. She is hell yes-ing it up. Who is she? What is she like? All right. Okay. Now, let's shift back into the present moment here and on December 12th of 2019, back here today, this evening. All right. Hopefully that gave you all enough time to get a glimpse of those things. For the sake of time, I'm moving through this much more quickly than I would if I were doing it with a client or with myself. So I invite you all after this call to like really do this stuff. Have fun with it. Do it with your partner, your friends, your kids. Like, it's a really great exercise to like really drop into. So thank you for being willing to be brief with that section. All right. So now let's do group activity time. We've got just about 45 minutes, and I want to be mindful of time, seeing as how there are a lot of us here. And I also really want us to like drop into this, like each of us to be able to drop into this. So here's what I'm thinking, and I'm hoping that it's possible. I don't want to rush, but I also don't want to leave anything off the table. So what I would like for us to do, excuse me, is, gosh, I'm trying to think for the sake of time here. Yeah, let's do it all. Excuse me. All right, so we're going to go around robin, and I'm going to have, and I'll call each of you, and I'll have one person ask the next person these questions, and then we'll go around the circle like that. So I would love to do all of these. I believe we can do it, ladies. And I was considering perhaps like not doing this first section because it's essentially like a repeat of what I just did with you all in that visualization. But I think this is really, really, really important for us to share with each other. So I'm going to say, let's go ahead and keep this first section in the sharing as well. And then the second section, this is where we're going to start. You get to start creating your alter ego, your intentional identity. So I'll go through these questions quickly, and then I'm going to go ahead and pass the baton, and we're going to go around in a circle. Excuse me. I don't know what's going on. All right. So these are the questions that I just asked you. One aspect of your 2020 vision you highly desire, what went well, and how can you leverage that? So it's a little bit different. What went well in the past decade, and how can you leverage that in creating your 2020 vision? Right. So I was very determined, like determination and grit and resilience. I built those muscles like crazy. And I'm going to continue to use and build those muscles in the next decade for sure. So that's an example of that. What did not go well, and what might you need to upgrade, change, let go of, or embrace in order to be the person who does the things that creates your vision? So the first portion of this last decade, I was pretty darn irresponsible. Just going to own that. So I get to continue working my responsibility muscles and accountability muscles. And the fourth question, who represents, embodies, or has attitudes of the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision, and how so? So this is where we start to put our, I don't know, like drop into playtime. And it can be a celebrity. It can be someone alive. It can be someone from the past. It can be someone you know. It can be anybody at all, like literally. And what we're looking for here is there's something about them, something about the way they show up in the world and what, or maybe what they've created or what they've been able to accomplish. Or it could be like my grandma, she's the screensaver on my phone. She is so, like, she represents and embodies attributes of the version of me that I want to be forever. So it can be your grandma, anybody who embodies those aspects, those elements. And to add to that, perhaps they embody it or possess it in a way that you would like to, but maybe not to the extent that you do right now. Or maybe you don't at all right now, but you would really like to. So I'll use an example. I don't know how many of you remember who Kate Bush is. She was a singer in the 80s. She's my freaking hero, her and Bjork and Lady Gaga, all the weirdos. So Kate Bush is like such a badass and I love her. And she, like her presence and the way that she shows up on stage and in interviews and her music videos is like so amazing and so authentic and weird and like zero fucks and just like about it, but she pulls it off and it's great. So Kate Bush is somebody that is in my alter ego, like one of my alter egos. And I'm certainly going to be tapping that alter ego, putting that alter ego on as I start to like launch my YouTube channel. Like big stuff's happening in 2020 for me. And Kate Bush is definitely going to be a part of that. So there's that element. All right. So I'll have you ladies walk each other through this. And then as a continuation of that, then it's like, okay, we're going to come up with our alter ego. Let's give her a name, right? It can be like, it can be anything. It can be single name. It can be whatever. It can even be like a thing. Like it can be a name. It can be a thing. Whatever feels like it really embodies your alter ego. What are her superpowers or her features? How does she show up? How does she show up differently than the version from the past decade? And then what symbol can you use to step into that alter ego? So that means like, actually, I'll just tell you now. I was going to wait till the end of the call. So this, what I'm wearing right now, this like bizarre looking shapey thing is, it's actually a muumuu. And I, for a long time, I was like, man, muumuus are super cool. Like, why don't more people wear muumuus? And I just realized, like, I really like them. And then I realized, like, I started wearing them. I'm like, I feel like a badass in a muumuu. My film producer friend in LA calls it my muumuu chic. So for me, muumuus are my symbol, right? My emblem. And these awesome stunner shades as well. Like, these are my badass don't mess around glasses. So what symbol can you use to step into your alter ego? Okay, let's do it. Let's start from the top here. So let's see. I am going to, and let's see if we can laser in. I know this might seem impossible, but I think we can do it. So we might just like, you know, what is one aspect of your 2020 vision and just like name it for us. Let's try to move through these pretty quickly so that everybody has an opportunity to do it. Any questions? Is everybody willing to play here? Raise your hand if you have a question or if you're super weirded out right now and want to get off the call. All right. So let's start with Julie. Would you be willing to ask Courtney these questions? And again, let's try to move through this at a good speed, but also giving the person time to like share. Cool.
Courtney?
Yes.
Hey.
Hi.
What's one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
A network of people.
Ooh, that's a good one. What went well in the past decade or year, and how can you leverage this in creating your 2020 vision?
A lot of learning, both about the world and about myself, that I can kind of bring that knowledge into 2020.
What did not go well in the past decade or year, and what might you need to upgrade, change, let go of, or embrace in order to be the person who does the things that creates your vision?
A lot of holding on to fear and not acting because of it, and then a lot of kind of isolation away from people. So need to kind of embrace a little more bravery and embrace more people into my life.
Who represents, embodies the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision?
It's actually my great aunt, Thelma, and she just had so much caring, and she did so many things for other people, and she was just a really wonderful person.
Cool.
Awesome. Feel free to go on to the alter ego section, Julie.
Okay, your alter ego, what would her name be?
I don't know that one yet.
Okay, what are her superpowers?
Her superpowers is that she's super kind, kind of bold, brave, and very authentic. Just kind of how she shows up as well.
Authentically like herself?
Yes.
Okay. And how does she show up differently than the version of you from the past decade?
So she's not afraid to kind of step into action, and she's not afraid of people, and she's not afraid of what people think of her. So she just is.
And what symbol can you use, or are you going to use, to step into your alter ego?
I don't know this one either. I don't have one yet.
Okay. No? I want to help you think of one.
Do you have any ideas, Julie?
I don't know, maybe something like a token that you give, because it seems like, you know, being a person that has a network is someone that's really giving, right? Because it's how you like build relationships. So maybe it's something that you give to people that you have like on hand, like gum or something.
I like that a lot.
Always have gum to give, or mint or something. I don't know.
Yeah, I like that. That's good.
That's awesome. Yeah, good idea. Cool. Thank you, ladies. Good stuff. All right. And I know, Courtney, you're the first one, so we're kind of putting you on the spot there. I was like, okay, what's your name? So if we have time, I'll circle back to you and see if anything's come up around the alter ego name. Cool. All right. Courtney, would you be willing to check in with Layla?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, Layla, what is one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
I think for 2020, I
my husband and I really want to get to the next level of our online businesses. So I'd like to have like a website and a place where I can help people that are interested in doing what I do. And yeah, that's it. Just like the next level of our like life of like working online and traveling.
Nice. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And then what went well in the past decade and year, and how can you leverage this in creating your 2020 vision?
Thank you. It was definitely just the challenges of traveling so much, you know, getting lost in like a foreign country that has like a million motorbikes and like every moment feeling like a near death experience yeah. when crossing the street. And dealing with so many other challenges that come with that. And then I feel like because of that, I've grown a lot and learned a lot, and I want to be able to apply those things in the next year. And during that time, also have difficult things and learn from that to apply for the future too.
Yeah, definitely. All right. What did not go well in the past decade?
I think it was allowing just things that happen in life that are not positive to really affect my emotions and consume my thoughts. I find that I get upset about something and it distracts me from everything, from conversations with you guys, even though not right now, but conversation with you guys, conversation with my husband, my friends, to my work. And I want to be more aware of this in the future and learn how to manage that to like set aside time to deal with those problems. And then when I'm actually working, I'm focusing on work. When I'm with my people, I focus on my people, things like that.
Nice. That's awesome.
Thank you.
And who represents, embodies, or has the attributes of the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision?
That's a hard one, because there's I don't think there's like one form fit, but the one person I can think of is, I don't know, like, I just love her. I don't know why, I always have since as long as I've seen her in movies and on TV. But I love Jada Pinkett Smith. I think that she just has this like gorgeous, confident, authentic and compassionate aura about her. And I watch her and her family on Red Table Talk, and I just really love the way she carries herself. So if anybody, the one person I can think of is her.
Awesome.
Thank you.
And then what is your alter ego's name?
I have no idea. I have to think about it.
Okay. And what are her superpowers and features?
Thank you. Empathy, compassion, confidence, also like not low tolerance for negativity and communicating clear boundaries to avoid negativity, or to manage it at least. And ambitious, you know, and growing, and progressing.
Nice. And then how does she show up? Kind of the same way. Is there any others you have to add to how she shows up?
I think that's it. But sorry, I'm cutting you off, Courtney. How does she show up? This one, I don't really know. I have to think about that one.
Okay. And then how does she show up differently than the version of you from the past decade that you had?
The only thing I think of is when there is a problem or a challenge, I'm approaching it from I'm approaching it from someone that has more experience, and the way I approach those challenges is from a more developed version of me.
And then what symbol can you use to step into your alter ego?
My boxing gloves.
Ooh,
nice.
and my sunglasses. So I love my boxing gloves. Every time I put them on, like nothing else exists. Like, you know, even if I'm having a bad day, I'm usually so tired or so in the zone that like nothing else matters. Even if sometimes there's people at the gym that like are negative or like they're like sizing you up and whatever it is, that doesn't happen often, but whatever it is, I genuinely don't give a shit, excuse my language, you know, when I have my love song, because I just there because I love Muay Thai, I love martial arts. Yeah. That's cool. Thank you for asking. Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, that was great. Thanks so much. And Layla, if there's any way, like, any way for you to get like a little emblem of those boxing gloves, like maybe like a little charm or a necklace or like a wristband or something that like you can put on when you're stepping into that alter ego, right? When you're like, okay, I'm like something's on my mind that's distracting me, and you're like, no, like, that's not, you know, that's not my alter ego, and like put that on, and
this, I love that idea,
helps to step into it. So cool, thanks for that.
Yeah, sure, I'm writing it down. Thank you.
Yeah. And would you be willing to field these questions to Kim?
Yes. Okay. Hey, Kim.
Hello.
Your house looks so cozy.
Yeah, thank you. I feel like that right now.
Okay, so Kim, what is one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
For my time to be free, like, and it's kind of twofold, that the more I designate a time, then the more time I have to, or I can freely give my time to certain things at certain times. I don't know if that's confusing or not, but yeah.
No, it makes sense. Yeah, thank you. Okay. What went well in the past decade or year, and how can you leverage this into creating your 2020 vision?
I think becoming aware of what I value and what I want, and what my needs are.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what did not go well in the past? What did not go well in the past decade or year that you might need to upgrade, change, or let go of or embrace in order to be the person who does the things that creates your vision?
I think I'm kind of giving in to what other people need and placing that over what I want. And that took up a lot of my time and energy, and making other people's visions kind of go instead of focusing on mine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you for sharing, Kim. Mm-hmm. And who represents, embodies, or has attributes of the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision, and how so?
Beyonce.
Oh, I love her.
I am like a super fan. I've been to see her twice. I think one, and what's crazy is when she was in the group, I did not like her because I thought she was like this stuck up prima donna who always sang the lead to every song. But when I got to like listen to her in her concerts, and I realized that she's gone through a lot of stuff, a lot of people who have hated on her, I guess, including me. And she puts it out there in her music, whether it's good, bad, like her whole relationship recently was a whole album, you know, and she just put it out there. And she also came back around and put in what it took for her to be forgiving and to love again. And, you know, she's really particular about her concert. She says what she wants. She now works with the team and they make sure it's done. And I think she's living out what she wants to do on her time, her terms. So, yeah.
Nice. I've always been a fan, but I didn't know to that extent. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right. Kim, do you have a name for your alter ego yet? I feel like you do.
I was sitting here thinking while the rest of you were talking, and I'm thinking, girl on fire.
Oh, I love it.
I know, but then it doesn't match my symbol, so I don't know. So I'm still playing with that.
I think it's nice so far.
So what are her superpowers and features?
And it's so crazy because this morning when I was doing yoga, I kept, and I was going to change my thing upstairs. It's my little inspirational thing, but lead with my heart. So I think that will be my superpower, to lead with my heart, with my own heart. I'm worried about other people, but not worried about other people initially. Like, my heart comes first, you know, what I want, what I desire, what I'm thinking, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not compromising your own heart.
Right. Yes, exactly.
Because you're considering others' hearts first, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. No, just understanding. Yeah. And how does she show up differently? Excuse me. Yeah. How does she show up? Yeah. How does she show up?
I think just with more of trusting in my own intuition.
Nice. And how does she show up differently than the version of you from the past decade?
Ooh. not putting others before myself. Like, I am going to honor myself. Yeah.
Yeah. I love it. And I'm really curious, what symbol can you use to step into your ego?
Well, I was thinking like a flame. You know how that little emoji flame
is? Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. But when you guys were talking, then I was thinking, oh, my butterfly for transformation would be great. But so either of those, maybe I'll have, I don't know. I don't want my wings to catch on fire, but.
I was just thinking of the phoenix, Kim. The phoenix is very much like a butterfly. Oh. Like, it goes in and then it like comes out of the flames.
Yes, true. There we go.
The phoenix.
Yes.
Cool. That was super inspiring. Thanks, Kim. Good stuff. Thanks. And thank you, Layla, for facilitating that.
Thanks, Layla.
Yeah. Kim, you want to check in with Ren?
Sure.
Hey, Kim.
Hello, Ren. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
You know, when you guys just said Phoenix, I was that made me think of the newest Godsmack song.
The what?
Song.
The last thing I thought.
Round?
Tell us more, Ren.
Right, I was about to say, I need the video.
I haven't heard on the radio very much, and I can't remember the title of it. I'll look it up and post a link to the group later. I love that song, though. It is so good. It seems so fitting for all of this, actually.
Definitely post it for us. That's awesome.
Yes, I want to hear it.
Cool. All right, Kim, go ahead and dive in.
All right. What is one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
I think just for, I had to come sit on the couch. I think just for 2020, I want $12,000 in profit from my studio.
Nice.
Yeah. I think I can do it. I think it's a little bit of a stretch, but I think I can do it. I'm like,
all right. Fuck it, let's do this shit. Okay. Well, what went well in the past decade or year, and how can you leverage this in creating your 2020 vision?
I think working with the team that I had at Aspen for almost 8 years is the thing that really, really went well. I learned a lot with that team. I feel like I grew a lot with that team because it was such a good group. And we had a great creative director, which helps immensely. And just taking the skills and everything that I learned from them in relationships, just relationship management, as well as like the actual job skills, I can definitely leverage all of that And of course, everything I've learned here with you guys too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. So what did not go well in the past decade or year, and what might you need to upgrade, change, let go, or embrace to be the person who does the things that creates your vision?
I think the thing that, okay, definitely the thing that went worst was taking a retail job that I had no business working in. Don't give in to desperation.
Nice one.
Yeah, I think that's like my biggest thing. I wasn't actually desperate. I just felt desperate because I just got into a panic. And I think learning from that is just breathe. Take a minute. Don't give in to desperation. Grab a friend. Have somebody talk you down before you do something you're going to regret.
Not that definitely helpful.
Regret it, but yeah.
Yeah.
And
who represents or embodies the attributes of the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision?
I think a few people. My grandma, because she was very kind and more wise than I would have given her credit for at the time. My stepmom Lil, because she was funny and silly. She knows when to cheat or knew when to cheat. Which was usually against her grandkids. but she could also be serious, you know, and stuff when she needed to be. And interestingly, there's like I can't think of her name, but there was a lady that I used to work with. She was very bold, very brash, not for everybody. And I absolutely loved that about her. And then also, interestingly enough, Dolly Parton. I've been listening to a podcast, Dolly Parton's America, and I appreciated Dolly before, but you listen to that and you get like a whole bigger appreciation for that woman. And I don't even like country music.
Cool. I'll have to listen to that.
Yeah, it's really good. I think there's a few more parts to it coming out. I'm not sure, but it's actually really good.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
So do you have a name for your alter ego?
I might change it. Like, I'm not like dead set on it, but I'm thinking Fiona from Shrek. Because Fiona, the princess who needed to get rescued, but clearly didn't need to get rescued. And practically rescued herself. I really appreciate that.
Okay, so what are her superpowers and features?
She's bold, she's fearless. I guess she could be a little brash, but really that's not my style. I just appreciate that in people. But she is kind and generous, but she's not nice. That's something I've been working on for like the last year and a half now. And she's really good at nurturing great relationships and knows when to give up on bad relationships.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think that's a little bit how she shows up, unless you had something to add.
No, I think that kind of covers that too pretty good.
Okay. And so how's that differently from the version of yourself the past decade?
It's more what I've been trying to work towards the last 2 or 3 years at least. But in the past, I've been too much of a people pleaser and not enough of what I need and what I want. Right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, you know, life's short. Fuck this shit.
Right. I agree.
It's another bumper sticker.
Yes. So what symbol can you use to step into your alter ego?
Okay, so since I'm getting older and I'm starting to need reading glasses, and I found this pair of reading glasses that are like the cutest fucking things.
I found them
on Amazon. I think they're like $10 or something. They're great because you can see over them without having to go all the way down here. But I love these. I feel so powerful when I put them on. Like, I'm a librarian, bitch. No, you can't check that book out.
Oh my god.
We're out of alcohol today.
What? Oh my god.
Oh my god, Ren, are you sure you don't want to try stand up?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I've had my time on the stage in high school. I'm good.
Oh, so good. Love it. Thanks for that round, lady. That was awesome, girls. And it sounds like there's some similarities between the two of you around like people pleasing. Just like, let's not do that anymore. Like, let's really rein that in. Yeah. And I love that those glasses are your symbol. That's great. Todd Herman, in his book, he talks about how glasses were one of his items as well when he like wanted to step into the amazing consultant he was but felt really insecure about. And he had these glasses he would wear when he would do like keynotes and stuff, and it would just like... So I love that you have that badass librarian, no BS librarian. Cool. Ren, would you be into checking in with Bryn?
Yeah.
Ren and Bryn. Awesome. Cool.
Yay. Hey, Bryn.
Oh, is she still here? Did we lose her?
She's here.
Oh, okay. Oh. All right. Maybe she had to hop off. Okay. Well, Ren, let's go to Ashley.
Okay. Hey, Ashley.
Hello.
There you are. You're on the next screen. I had to scroll down to you.
No worries.
So what is one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
A meaningful career that also keeps me financially stable.
Woo! That's a good goal. I like that goal.
Me too.
What went well in the past decade or the past year, and how could you leverage that in creating your 2020 vision?
So in the past decade, went through a lot of things, did a lot of things, and just kept going. So I think perseverance is one of the things that went really well, and I definitely can leverage that for, you know, this whole entrepreneurship journey and whatever the heck else I'm going to do next year. So that's one of them. And then I also have just been more open and authentic in the past year than I have probably ever been in my entire life, and only good things have come from that. And that's just, I want to keep on doing that because it's been helpful. So
awesome. Woo! That's fantastic.
Yeah.
So what did not go well in the past year or decade? And what maybe do you need to upgrade, change, let go of, or conversely embrace in order to be the person who does the things to create your vision?
So I told myself some stories in the past couple of years and lost some self-confidence professionally. And I just need to let go of that. The self-doubt, the fear, all of that. I just need to freaking let it go.
You can do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know you can.
Thank you.
Yeah. Who represents, embodies, or has attributes of the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision?
So I recently started following Sarah Blakely on LinkedIn. She's the founder of Spanx.
Oh, yeah.
And so I need to dig into her a little bit more and actually listen to her talk and all that. But I'm really digging some of the stuff that she's putting out there on LinkedIn. She just seems like a very confident but approachable person.
Oh, so awesome.
I dig that.
I think How I Built This did an interview with her. I don't remember specifically if I'm remembering that correctly.
I'll listen to it. Yeah, I'll look into it.
Yeah, I was going to say that sounds like they probably did, though. I think I listened to it a while ago.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay, so alter ego time. Does she have a name yet?
I don't know about the first name, but I was just trying to come up with a cool B name. Bianca Badass.
Oh my God, I love it. So,
that's awesome. That's what I got. That's what I got.
I like it. Run with it.
Yeah, why not?
Right? So what are her superpowers? What are her features?
Similar to what I was talking about with Sarah, she's just very confident yet, but also somebody who you can easily like feel like you can approach. But she's also very authentic, engaging, just kind of is this overall badass woman, but she's also a very real woman who is authentic and open with herself too. So she's just, yeah, I guess that would be
awesome. How does Bianca show up differently than the version of you from the past decade?
She has really stepped into her confidence and has that confidence, some of that I've lost. Mm-hmm. And then she also is I lost my train of thought of what I was going to say.
Okay.
Very confident and just got rid of, you know, it's a little bit fearless and carefree, but in a good way. And then it's also takes a little bit better care of herself, because I have not been all that great in the self-care department, and is not a people pleaser, because I feel you on that, Rin. That's ruined for a long time and a lot of my life. So so she's still compassionate and all that, but just
right. That's awesome. I totally feel you on the not taking as good a care of yourself as you could. Right. Yeah. Then, you know, still working on it.
Yeah, same. We're getting there. We're doing it.
Yeah. So do you have a symbol that you could use to step into your alter ego?
Yeah, I was thinking about this. I think a really like sharp blazer. Like,
ooh,
I feel badass when I put a blazer on. So,
awesome.
So yeah, I think that would be it.
Yay! Thank you for sharing.
Yeah, thank you for asking.
Yeah, great. Thanks for that round, ladies. Also, Ash, I just want to mention Sarah Blakey has. Not that I want a rival right now, but she has a masterclass running right now on entrepreneurship. So I thought I should tell you.
I think I saw it on LinkedIn, so it's okay. I think I saw something about that on LinkedIn. I just haven't checked it out. So
yeah, it looks really good. So I just wanted to be honest about that. Cool. Would you be open to checking in with Jessica?
Yes. Hey, Jess.
Hey, Ashley.
How are you?
I'm awesome. And you really added to my day with your podcast.
So thank you. I like to hear that. Thank you. And thank you for listening to it. So
yeah.
I know it's long. Bon, can you scroll? Yeah. So Jessica, what is one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
I super, super want to launch my business successfully and get that going off the ground and making some income and getting the direction solidified.
Awesome. That sounds great. What went well in the past decade or year, and how can you leverage this in creating your 2020 vision and launching that business?
Yeah, this exercise of reflecting over the past 10 years was awesome. I was expecting it to be kind of daunting and painful, but I discovered that I really consistently create and embrace major stretches of growth and just like drop myself into really scary situations and then make the best of them and find my way out. So yeah, that was nice to see happening over and over again because I'm doing it again now. So there's light at the end.
You can do it again. Awesome. What did not go well in the past decade or year, and what might you need to upgrade, change, let go of, or embrace in order to be the person who does the things that creates your vision?
Yeah, I really need to up-level my communication skills, and probably like most specifically around boundaries and communicating what it is that I need and what it is that like I just won't do because it doesn't align with my vision or my values.
Awesome. And then who represents, embodies, or has attributes of the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision, and how so?
I actually haven't found anybody yet that really speaks to me in terms of someone that I look up to as a mentor. I mean, I'm so grateful that I work with Fawn because she kind of brings a lot of that light into my life on a daily basis. So that's awesome. But I would also like to, yeah. Oh,
thank you, Jess.
No, it's true. but yeah, it's actually something that I've realized that I've struggled with, especially like with my, you know, past career in finance where it's so kind of man-centric. It's hard to find female, like strong female mentors that I resonate with. And so I'm still kind of on the search for that.
Awesome. I think Bond's an awesome one too. So
thank you, Ash.
All right. Now for the fun stuff. What's the name of your alter ego?
All right. So I just came up with a name like 5 minutes before this call. Her name is Isabella, but her friends call her Izzy.
Ah, ooh, I like that a lot. Awesome. And what are her superpowers?
Izzy does not give a fuck about what other people think as long as she's living her truth and her values.
Hell freaking yes. Yeah. That's awesome. How does she show up? That's kind of related, but anything to add?
Yeah, so she sweeps into a room with confidence and liveliness, and she always has like a captivating story to share, and she knows that she adds value into any situation that she's contributing just by being who she is, and she adventures the world with an open spirit.
Awesome, I guess. And how does she show up differently than the version of you from the past decade?
Definitely the self-confidence. I walk into a room and I'm like feeling like I need to figure out how I can possibly like fit in or be of value. So I would love to just take it from the other angle.
Yeah, no, I think I definitely resonate with that. So I hear you. What symbol can you use to step into your Izzy?
I'm not sure yet. I hadn't thought about that yet. Over this past kind of like 6 months of transition, I've been using some blue mascara to kind of like zhuzh up my my situation. But then I realized that I only see it when I first put it on, and then I forget about it, and then everybody else is seeing it and like being like, what? And I forget that I'm wearing it. So I need something where I can visibly see it. So I don't know. I'll have to think about it a little bit more. But
I like the blue mascara though. That's awesome. Awesome. Thank you for sharing.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing. That was super, super fun. I love the blue mascara thing as well, because it's almost like it reminds me of like showgirls or, you know, performers getting ready and like putting on their, you know, it's just enough that you know that you're stepping into it, which is super cool. Yeah. Great. Thanks, ladies. Jess, will you check in with Jenna?
Yeah.
Cool.
Hi, Jenna. Nice to meet you.
I'm going to mute you right now. Go ahead, Jenna.
I want to see you. Wait a minute. Okay. I don't know. Hi.
Hi.
I'm all sorry. Right. Do you hear me okay?
Yes. Yes. Now I hear you. Cool. You're good.
All right.
Cool. Pulling up a little bit.
Yes, sorry. Yep, there we go.
All right. Jenna, what is one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
Okay, so that's there's so much that I don't know, but to narrow it down, I would probably say to maybe be possibly back in school. Nice. Studying for a new career, I guess, would be the short answer.
Cool. Do you have an idea of what you want to study?
I am interested in architecture, which I've been interested in for a while, but there are a whole lot of things that I think got in the way of my thinking with that over time. And anyway, I think I'm going to go for it next year.
Oh, that's super exciting. Uh-huh. And very interesting.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so in reflecting over the past decade, what went well and how can you leverage this in creating your 2020 vision?
I would say for me, it was probably distancing myself from people who were holding me back or potentially being negative and toxic. And I think somehow that had more weight than I even realized at the time. And so by distancing myself, I noticed a huge difference in my way of thinking even. And that was kind of a surprise to me only because I didn't realize how much been influenced by them, but how much, yeah, I guess kind of negativity. The negativity was heavy, I think. And so I think getting rid of, like, kind of pushing that out of my life has helped a lot. And to realize, to start sort of see where, to identify it with people maybe a little quicker and then be able to, you know, make the decision not to surround myself so much with that.
Yeah, awesome. I agree. I think it's really important to surround ourselves with people that are uplifting and bring value into our lives and recognize mm-hmm. kind of the bullshit and cut it out pretty quickly before it starts taking over. Yeah. Awesome. okay, so what did not go well in the past decade and what might you need to upgrade, change, let go of, or embrace in order to be the person who does the things that creates your vision?
I'd say over the past decade, things that didn't go well happened because I think it was, well, I guess it was like sort of like putting I guess this is a kind of a common thread with everybody, but putting other people, like, I'm not going to light myself on fire anymore just to keep other people warm, you know, and at my own expense. That's pretty much what I've been working on over the past few years is, I've been pretty good at doing that along the way. So that's not so much an area that I feel I need to work on so much, but it's something in the past that was a real problem that I sort of just, you know, let everyone else, you know, have what they needed or they wanted, have what they wanted at the expense of what I needed. So that's, I guess, the answer there.
Cool. It's good to hear that you're already moving in positive directions. So do you have someone who represents, embodies, or has attributes of a version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision?
No, not yet. That would take some thinking. I think it's probably going to be like an amalgam of different people, but not... there's really no one person that's coming to my mind that I feel, I don't know yet. Yeah. I mean, there probably is, but it hasn't appeared yet. So.
Yeah. I hear you. All right. If you're ready for alter ego, does your alter ego have a name?
No, not yet. Not yet.
Have you identified what her superpowers or features might be?
Like more self-assured and definitely confident. And, you know, more fearless and not concerned with any, like, sometimes a negative opinion of somebody else can, like, even if you think you're immune to it, it can somehow take hold. And so I would say that, you know, she wouldn't be allowing that to take hold in any way.
And how does she show up so that that's not happening?
More assertive, I would say. I've had a lot of trouble with being assertive when I need to be, and worried really how I'll come across. I want to be able to be assertive in a way that's not offensive. And so, or offensive, like, I just don't want to sound like I'm being mean or anything like that. So I think to learn how to be more assertive within reason and in a healthy way would be, that would be how she would show up.
Nice. So maybe you've answered this already, but how does she show up differently than the version of you from the past decade?
Probably, yeah, it's in line with, not going to like light myself on fire to keep other people warm, not going to suffer, you know, and kind of like let parts of myself die just so somebody else can feel better. And, you know, sometimes I think that that's happened a lot. And, so yeah, I guess that's how she would show up differently. In the past, you know, the old me would have just taken a back seat and just sort of, all right, I can be a doormat. I can take it. I can, you know, I know how to deal with this or something. And it really took a toll on me. Yeah.
Yeah. That's exhausting.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yep.
Do you have a symbol that you can use to step into your assertive and not taking any shit kind of alter ego?
You know, it's actually when you guys were mentioning the phoenix, I would say the phoenix because I feel like in fact, I was thinking of getting a pendant and I haven't gotten one yet. But I was thinking of getting a pendant of one because I feel like I have like gone through this I'm going through a bit of a rebirth and sort of like a rising from the ashes sort of thing. Cause I was pretty much good as dead for like more than a couple of years. And so yeah, there's this whole transitioning rebirth thing happening. And yeah, I think that would be it, shedding the old skin and just moving forward. So that would probably be my symbol, actually.
Beautiful. Thank you for sharing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, ladies. Jenna, I love that the phoenix resonates with you. And I was just having a thought of like, you're no longer setting yourself on fire to keep others warm. Now you're a phoenix and like you still have the fire, but it's yours. Like it's yes. For your transformation. It's for your growth. And that's like, woo. Yeah.
Taking the fire back. Yeah.
Exactly.
For myself.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Super inspiring. Jenna, would you be willing to check in with Lisa with these questions? Oh, sure. Ladies, I'm so sorry. We are almost at time and we've got Lisa, Amy, and Tara and Julie to check in with. So let's see if we can jam through these. If anyone has to hop off, of course, like go feel free to, but if you can stay until the end, that would be awesome. And then I'm going to announce like the next part of this that we're going to be doing next time. So cool. All right, go ahead, Jenna.
Oh, okay. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Jenna. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Okay. So I'll try to be quick. What's one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
I'm really wanting to change my thinking and my habits.
Okay. That's a good one. What went well in the past decade or year, and how can you leverage that in creating your 2020 vision?
Mm-hmm. I would say courage has been a great ally of mine
especially this last year. And in order to really dive in and commit to changing my life around, from not only the last 10 years, but also especially this last year, I really need to tap into that courage and own it and claim it and make it happen.
That's very cool. I like that one too. What did not go well in the past decade and year, and what might you need to upgrade, change, let go of, or embrace in order to be the person who does the things that creates your vision?
Mm-hmm. Well, this past decade, I've really lost my spark, I'd say, through a marriage and just a big chunk of time of becoming a mother, etc. I think that's really at the core of where I'm at right now, is I lost my spark because I gave away way too much of myself. Again, trying to people please, self-sacrificing, and not being really in alignment with my core values.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. With the core values.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I really need to get in alignment with my values more. Yeah.
Yeah, everything feels a lot better when that happens, I've noticed too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And all the right people and experience. Mm-hmm. Circumstances start coming your way, and I haven't really been living with integrity with what I know to be true. So I'm finally getting back on track with that.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Who represents, embodies, or has attributes of the version of you who aligns with your 2020 vision, and how so?
I have a couple of women that have really, really inspired me. One is Brené Brown. And the other is Cheryl Strayed. I don't know if you all know her. She wrote Wild and they're just kind of, it's just their nuts and bolts sensibility. No bullshit. Very, very real. A certain humility and vulnerability about them that I really love, and a great sense of humor. Mm-hmm. And just being able to laugh at life and how freaking human we all are. And finding the beauty in what this human experience really is, and how we can help one another and raise our vibration by letting go of these old mindsets, the old mm-hmm. paradigm. I love how they both really speak to that.
Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with Brené Brown, but not the other person you mentioned. But yeah, I agree.
Oh, she's great. She's fantastic. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Did a podcast called, what is it? Dear Sugar. Yeah.
Dear Sugar.
Mm-hmm. What is it called?
Dear Sugar.
Oh, Dear Sugar.
Yeah. It's kind of like a contemporary Dear Abby, but she also wrote Wild, the book Wild, and has another great book called Brave that actually got me through changing my life. And
me too.
That little book, huh, Fawn?
Brave enough. Yeah. Anyone who wants like a good book to pick up, and it's just like quotes of hers and thoughts of hers. And it's like, man, it's so empowering.
It's about like owning your own life, period. Self-responsibility to the max.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll have to check her out.
Her. Yeah. Yeah. As far as my alter ego name, I'm not quite sure. I haven't landed on that. Live in large, not really live in large Lisa, but something around living more fully. Haven't quite landed on that one though.
Yeah, I hear you. Still working that too. And superpowers, and what are her superpowers and features?
Well, clarity, her superpower is being able to listen to herself and her knowing and acting accordingly.
Mm-hmm.
Graciousness, poise, open-heartedness, vulnerability, fun, and purpose. Really contributing, really contributing to others' understanding of their own walk here on this planet.
Yeah, I like all those answers. Those are really good. How does she show up differently than the version of you from the past decade?
She just shows up centered and peaceful and happy and knowing and confident, but with humility and as a good listener and someone who can cultivate and nourish fun.
Oh, that sounds great. I like those two. And what symbol can you use to step into your alter ego?
Yeah, that one's still coming to me also. I always default to the spiral. The spiral has been traveling with me for a long time. And I feel like there's something new. So I'm waiting for that one to show itself to me. Maybe something with the light, sunlight or rays of light. Yeah.
Dawn of a new dawn or like a
new age. New dawn. Ooh, I like that. I like that. Yeah, because I really feel like I am in a new dawn of my life most of
Oh, very cool. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you, Jenna.
Yeah, thanks, ladies. I really like that too, the new dawn. It's like, ooh, that's wonderful. Cool. Thanks. Yeah. Lisa, would you check in with Amy?
Yeah, Amy, I want to find you here. Oh, Amy. Okay. Hi.
Hi, Lisa.
Nice to meet you, too.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Let's see. Fawn, can you move the screen up?
Sure can.
Thank you. Okay. All right, Amy, what aspect of your 2020 vision for yourself are you highly desiring?
Okay, so that's an easy one. I want to have freedom from my corporate world. Okay. Freedom from corporate life.
Got it.
And I guess I'll add on Ashley's like financial freedom to go along with it.
Cool. And,
so that's for sure. So,
all right. And so what went well in this past decade or year that you can leverage in creating this 2020 vision?
Okay, so I guess the one of the bigger things is just that I probably got into like the best shape of my life when I was like 39. Stint really driven, really dedicated. And I think all three of those things can help with, you know, entrepreneurship and getting to where I want to be in the future. So they're three of the big things. And then I also really got into my spirituality, you know, probably about a year and a half, 2 years ago. So just mindfulness, meditation, spirituality, you know, I think all of those can help as well in all aspects of life. So.
Yeah, most definitely. That's body, mind, and spirit right there. Yeah. So looking back over the last decade or year, what didn't go well that you might need to upgrade or change, let go of, or embrace in order to create this vision of yours?
Okay. So since we don't have time for me to like go on and on and on for hours, I could probably write a book, but I won't. At least not yet.
I hear you there.
Crazy. Like my upper 30s and 40s have been crazy. So I would say trust. Just... my son just walked into the room, so I just got distracted a little bit. just learning to trust people again, and confidence in myself is a big one. And just, I don't know, getting rid of kind of negative people in my life. Not in a mean way, but kind of just slowly but surely kind of, you know, letting them kind of just drift away because they're no good for me.
Yeah.
But confidence, and that's a big one, and trust.
All right. Thank you for that. Those are two biggies, definitely. And then is there anybody who represents these attributes of this version of you that you see for 2020 and beyond?
Okay, so I have like, I came up with three actually. So the first one is actually a person that none of you guys would know, but I actually worked with her on a corporate job, and she has since left corporate world and became a yoga instructor and started her own business, and she is thriving and doing phenomenal, and she just is a great, great person, and, you know, is doing all these different things all the time. It's like not just settling for just teaching classes, but she's going out and getting clients to do one-on-ones. She's reaching out to schools and doing, you know, teaching the sports teams. She's doing yoga with the sports team. She's doing passive income by doing ebooks. Like, she is just going all no holds bar. Like, she's great. So she's one. Her name is Des. And then there's Audrey Hepburn, who is my all-time like favorite. I mean, she overcame so many, you know, negativities in her life and just came out on top and thrived. And then the other one is Jen Sincero, which Fawn knows is like, I love her books, her badass books. I must have like listened to them about 20 times each. It's crazy. So yeah, she's another one. Mm-hmm.
Will you say her name again for those of us who don't know her?
Oh, that's Jen Sincero. Jen Sincero, she writes the badass books. I can't remember, like Badass at Making Money, and I forget what her first one was. That was the one I must have read like 20 times. I can't remember the name of it.
The first one is You Are a Badass, and then there's You Are a Badass at Making Money.
Yes. Yeah.
And those are the, or it, I think it's required reading for the first three modules or something like that.
Right. Cool. Okay, cool. Thank you for that. So I was good to revisit those authors' names.
Mm-hmm.
And so for you, do you have a name for your alter ego?
Yeah, I actually thought of this last night. So I love the name Betsy. I don't know why I've always loved Betsy. I think it's just fun to say. So I came out with Betsy Etsy because I love the Etsy platform. I think it's a great platform for entrepreneurs if you're like a crafter or a creator of a product. So it's cool. Betsy Etsy.
I like it. And what are her superpowers?
I guess her superpowers are resourcefulness, because Etsy doesn't know a whole lot about entrepreneurship, but she knows how to be resourceful. So resourcefulness, kindness, generosity, you know, being generous. Mm-hmm. They're really important to her. And let me think. Just being open and honest with people.
Cool.
Just being her true self, not being phony.
Right. Total superpowers.
Mm-hmm.
And then if she were to walk into a room, how would she show up? Or to a meeting or to a dinner? How would she show up?
She shows up with no bullshit. I mean, she is just present and she is herself and she doesn't care what people think about her. But she does it with kindness. She's not, you know, overinflated. She's just super confident, but not showy confident. So, yeah.
All right. And how does she show up differently than the version of you from this past decade?
Oh, my gosh. I just think just confidence again. She just has confidence and is sure of herself and, you know, knows what she wants and where she wants to be and where she wants to go in all aspects of her life. She's fun and free spirited, but also grounded at the same time.
I hear you. She sounds awesome. And is there any symbol that represents this alter ego of yours, Betsy Etsy?
I thought of two. So I do. I have these awesome pair of like vintage Doc Martens that are super cool, and I totally feel super cool in them. Even at my age, I still wear them. So yeah, my Doc Martens probably. And then I also, you know, there's certain times when I go into the gym and I just feel super confident and focused. And so I think a combination of like a, maybe like you said, Delilah, like a little charm or something. I would love to get like a weightlifting type charm or a barbell or something like that. And then my docs.
All right.
So yeah.
Thank you, Amy.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yes. Thanks, ladies. That's great. Cool. I love Betsy Etsy. That's so badass. Yeah. All right. And then we've got Amy to check in with Tara, and then Tara with Julie. Let me just see if Tara and Julie, I have to toggle back and forth, so I just want to make sure. Looks like Tara may have had to pop off. So we'll go, Amy, would you be willing to check in with Julie? And then that will complete our circle.
Sure.
Thank you.
Julie, I don't see Julie.
I'm here.
There you are. I see you now. Hi.
Hi, Amy.
Fawn, can you scroll up?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Hey, Julie. So what is your one aspect of your 2020 vision that you highly desire?
Discipline.
Good one. We all need that. Okay. What went well in the past decade or year, and how can you leverage this in creating that 2020 vision?
All of the things that went well. I loved hearing everyone's responses to this because I felt like I saw myself in each of them. Mm-hmm. One thing that consistently went well is when I also stretched myself, took a leap. I can think of maybe at least three times that I took a big leap of faith, and that those were the moments that went the best and had the best results.
That's awesome. So being brave.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And doing things that I didn't
okay, so
think I could do. Sorry. Doing things that I didn't think I can do. Really like pushing myself, just, you know. And it usually came with like a huge fear, you know. So
yeah, that's awesome. And you got past it, which is super cool. Okay, so what did not go well in the past decade or year, and what might you need to upgrade, change, or embrace in order to be the person who does the things that creates your vision?
So here, I think the themes are fear and desperation. Like Ren was saying, don't give in to desperation. Like that was a huge lesson or theme for me. Over the past decade, and it showed up in like, you know, ending up in going down the wrong path, and or in my relationships, you know, kind of messing up with some relationships because I was too fearful of how to face them in the right way.
Right.
So I have to let go of or be more brave in the face of fear and desperation.
Exactly, as do I. Okay, is there someone that represents, embodies, or has attributes of the version of you that aligns with your 2020 vision?
So I'm meeting a lot of women lately who embody a future version of me that I see for myself. So they can be, you know, women, like accomplished professional women in New York City, or, well, she's also an accomplished, but to give one, like, to give one name, maybe like Anna Wintour.
Who is that?
Yeah, I'm like, who's Anna Wintour?
Oh my gosh. Oh my,
should I know who this is?
I'm like, okay, let me think. Like, who someone would know? She's the editor of Vogue.
Oh, okay. Yeah, awesome.
You guys know her. She's like the one that, like,
she's young, yeah?
Movie about, like, the, what's the movie? Oh, the September issue.
You're right. Devil Wears Prada? Yeah.
Devil Wears Prada, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Very cool.
So, like, a fashion-y
book. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I love that. I'm totally into fashion. You would think I would know that, but I don't. See, I have a lot of learning to do. Okay, so, do you have a name for this alter ego?
So I don't have a name for my alter ego, but I do have a name for a, like a style or like a personality that I've had in the past. So as a placeholder, I will use it is Bubblegum Gangster.
I love that. Super fun. Love it.
Which you can probably, like, whatever brings in your head is, like, that's what it's, like, a badass who wears, like, all pink, you know, like, on a motorcycle, but, like, with a pink helmet. So,
that's awesome.
Bubblegum Gangster could be my alter ego.
And what are Bubblegum Gangster's superpowers?
Well, she's obviously super brave.
Yeah. And,
like, up for a challenge, but then really, like, in touch with, like, her feminine side, you know? She's, like, girly and cute, but, like, super brave.
Yeah.
Badass, yeah.
A badass, but cute. A cute badass. And how does she show up in the world, I guess? How does she present herself?
Well, she shows up, like, with a lot of confidence because she can be, like, you know, she has like polar parts of her personality, you know, so she can show up with confidence knowing that she can fit in like anywhere because she has like a lot of, you know, depth to her and she has like different things going on. So mostly confident.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Cool. And how does she show up differently than the version of you from the past decade or year?
Like, I imagine Bubblegum Gangster to, like, not be afraid to say what she's thinking or feeling and to not be bullied or to feel like she has to, suppress or like keep in what she wants to say or her ideas or anything like that. She can say whatever she wants to
because she's Bubblegum Gangster. I love it. Okay, do you have a symbol to step into your alter ego?
I don't know. I don't technically have a symbol. I'm trying to think. I'll have to dig deeper into this one. Something that like off the top of my head is like a motorcycle helmet, but I don't ride I don't drive a motorcycle. I just like ride one, so I don't feel like that necessarily fits, but something. We'll think about maybe like a leather jacket.
Cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Amy.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was fun. What a great way to wrap this out. Thank you, Julie, Bubblegum Gangster. Love that. Another bumper sticker. Yes. So badass. Wow. Awesome. Thanks, ladies. That was so freaking fun to hear all of you connect with those different parts of yourselves and different timelines and future. And yeah, super, super exciting to hear that from you. So that, what we just did, we just created the foundation in terms of the understanding of who we want to be, how we want to get there, and the obviously the alter ego that might be able to carry us toward our 2020 vision. So the stuff only works if we work it, right? I'm going to take off screen share now so I can see y'all. So this stuff only works if we work it, which means like, yes, it's awesome to do these group calls and drop into this and learn these things and kind of like get our feelers, you know, start to like get our feelers into this. But we got to do the stuff, right? Like we have to show up with our muumuus on and our gangster shades and our all that good stuff. So the next 2 weeks are your opportunity to do this, do these action items, go through them again, listen to the group call, write down what you said on this call, and start to develop this, start to like build this out, start to build your alter ego out, and really focusing on like things that feel like stretchy or you're just really challenged with in terms of changing yourself. But the alter ego, on the other hand, like she's got it going on, right? So put this stuff into practice, work through the workbook, which I'll send out after this call, and the original workbook, and start practicing this, okay? Like start feeling into what it's like to play this alter ego. With practice, things will start happening, but just sitting on this stuff, probably not a lot's going to happen very quickly. And then on the next group call, which is going to be, it's the holidays, so things are tricky, but I'm going to be hosting a call on December 26th, which is our Thursday night, our usual Thursday night time. And we're going to be wrapping out the year and we're going to show up to the call in our alter egos. So I want y'all to come like rehearsed in who this, these alter egos are. You can take pieces from other, you know, people in the world or different alter egos for different parts of yourself that you want to like, you know, grow into, but come with at least a semblance of, you know, of who that might be and how that might feel. And then we're going to start, I'm going to give you ladies the opportunity to, we're going to do some exercises around, for example, how does she show up when she's in a room of people and somebody is like giving her like a judgmental look, right? Or how does she show up when somebody's really asking her to do something for them, but she really doesn't want to do it, right? Or how does she show up when she is like has an opportunity to do something and like be confident, but it's like scares the shit out of her. So we're going to use our alter ego to like role play these scenes and play through these scenes so that you can start to practice it like even more deeply. And I'm going to come up with some, I'm going to re-listen to this call and like, I'm going to be tuning into what your stretch zones are, writing them down and creating exercises for us all to play. So that way we get to actually exercise these muscles. And then going into the new year, this, hopefully the pieces will come together and you'll be able to go into the new year with an alter ego that's like ready to kick ass and take names. Bubblegum gangsta. Yeah, because what did Ren say? Ren says that life's too short. Fuck this shit. So good. So we want to go into the year empowered and we get to bring our alter egos into that on the way. So cool. Thank you, ladies, so much. I'll be hanging around for the next 5-10 minutes if anybody has any questions or like feels really called to share something from this call. We won't do takeaways, unfortunately, because it's like we're half an hour over time. Thank you all so much for going over. And I'm excited to see you on the next call. I'll be posting some videos about this in the meantime. But yeah, everybody have a beautiful night. Thanks for playing. Thanks for being here. Put those alter egos on. Go out and play. All right. Feel free to hop off if you need to, or I'm here if you have any questions about what we did. Yay, good night, everyone. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Cool. Yay.
Happy holidays, fun. That was
happy
so
holidays.
Fun.
Oh, awesome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Besos.
Besos, indeed.